that beanie.
Hey, we're supposed to wear it to homecoming.
Don't be a fruit, okay?
Hi there. Doug Niedermeyer, Omega Membership Champ.
Larry Kroger. This is my roommate, Kemp Dorfman.
Hi there. Doug Niedermeyer. And these are our name tag hostesses, Mandy Pepperidge and Fab Jansen.
Hi there, Kemp. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Welcome to Omega House.
Thank you. Nice to...
Why don't we just go inside and meet some of the guys, huh?
Wimp and a blimp.
Yeah, there are a lot of great guys here tonight, so don't feel you have to meet everyone. But we just want you to enjoy yourselves while you're here.
You'll find that Omega House has more activities than most of the other fraternities on campus, and they're far superior, I think, to Mandy.
Oh,
thank you. Hi there, fellas. I'd like you to meet Ken and Lonnie.
Larry.
Ken, Lonnie, I'd like you to meet Muhammad, Jugdish, Sydney, and Clayton. Now, just grab a seat and make yourselves at home, and don't be shy about helping yourselves to punch and cookies.
Say that Omega's the best house on campus.
But a lot of outstanding guys figure they'll pledge Omega or they won't pledge at all.
We do have more than our share of campus leaders. Something that never looks bad on your permanent record check.
Well, sure. Everybody I talk to says Omega's the best, but I hate to seem, you know, pushy.
Let the unacceptable candidates worry about that, because after tonight, there you are, Kent!
I'm Greg Marmelard, president of Omega House, and I'd like you to meet my friends, Mandy Pepperidge.
Hello.
Hi, we already met.
And Chip Diller.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
And over there is Terry Arbach, captain of the swim team. And that's Carl Phillips, editor of the Daily Fabarian. And Clayton, Sydney, Jugless, Muhammad, Lonnie.
Yeah, we already met.
Oh, super! Then you'll have lots to talk about, huh? Yeah.
I don't know, Larry. I don't think you're trying very hard.
I hate this.
Look, no sweat. My brother Fred was a Delta. That makes me a legacy. They gotta take me. It's like their law. Don't worry. I'll put in a good word for you.
Great. I heard Delta's the worst house on campus.
Excuse me, sir, is this the Delta House?
Sure. Come on in.
Playing cards?
Sure.
Nice fish, huh?
Hi, Larry. I'm Robert Hoover, chapter president.
Hi, Robert.
Katie, have you seen Boone?
He disappeared the minute we got here.
Probably upstairs, talking to Otter.
No doubt. They're well-known homosexuals.
Have another beer, Larry. She's just kidding. Right, Pluto.
Going out tonight, Otter?
Uh-huh.
Norma?
Now, let me give you a hint. She's got a couple of major league yabos.
Beverly.
No. But you're getting warmer. Let me give you another hint. Does this ring a bell?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Marlene. Don't tell me you're going to pork Marlene Desmond.
Pork?
Going to hump her brains out, aren't you?
Boone, I anticipate a deeply religious experience. Why are you so interested in my social life? Where's Katie?
Downstairs, pissed off about something.
She thinks you're an immature jerk, huh?
Yeah. I don't take anything seriously.
She'll take this seriously. Try it.
Hey, are you guys coming down?
This thing talk.
There happen to be 50 people downstairs waiting to try and get into this fraternity.
Otter, you are the Rush chairman. I think you should be present at the Rush party.
Hi, my name is Kent Dorfman.
Hey, Eric Stratton, Rush chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
D-Day!
Hi, Eric Stratton, Rush chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Hi, that was Eric Stratton, Rush chairman. He was damn glad to meet you.
Oh, Larry, good. I see you met D-Day. Good, you're having a nice time.
It's good.
Good.
Eric Stratton, Rush chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice.
Hi.
Is that a clip on my own chest?
Hey, Boone Farmer, check this out.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, 90% rayon. Very nice.
Hi, boys. Having a good time, I hope?
Hey, did your mother buy that for you?
Yeah.
Kent is a legacy otter. His brother was a 59, Fred Dorfman.
He said legacies usually get asked to pledge automatically.
Oh, well, usually, unless the pledge in question turns out to be a real closet kid.
Like Fred.
Brother. Kent, come on over here.
I like this time.
Great time.
Anything? Katie.
Hi. Eric Stratton, Russ Sherman. Damn glad to meet you.
Katie. Katie.
Where are you going?
Pound on it.
You just got here.
No, Boone. You just got here. I've been downstairs for an hour entertaining some kid from Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas.
Maybe we could drive up to your folks' place this weekend.
Oh, fabulous. My car filled with your beer buddies going up to empty my parents' liquor cabinet? It's too depressing to think about.
Oh. Just gonna be you and me. Not on another girl.
Is this really what you're going to do for the rest of your life?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, hanging around with a bunch of animals, getting drunk every weekend.
No. After I graduate, I'm going to get drunk every night.
I think I'm in love with a retard.
Is he bigger than me?
Fraternity on this campus?
Well, that would be hard to say, sir. They're each outstanding in their own way.
Cut the horseshit, son. I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp! This year it's going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little known codicil in the Faber College Constitution, which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door. Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little shit just like you, right? The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Larry Kroger. All in favor?
We need the dues.
Good. Larry Kroger is now pledged to Delta Tau Chi. Next slide, please, D-Day. Just settle down. This is Ken Dorfman. He's a legacy from Harrisburg.
Okay, this guy is a real zero, that's true. Let's just think back to when you guys were freshmen, huh? Boom! You had a face like a pepperoni pizza, right? And Stork here. Everybody thought the Stork was brain damaged. I myself was so obnoxious, the seniors used to beat me up once a week. So this guy is a total loser? Well, let me tell you the story of another loser.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at arms. Do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. From now on, your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
Consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Now, what can we say of John Milton's Paradise Lost? Well, it's a very long poem. It's written a long time ago, and I'm sure a lot of you have difficulty understanding exactly what Milton was trying to say. Certainly we know that he was trying to describe the struggle between good and evil, right? Okay. The most intriguing character, as we all know from our reading, was Satan. Now, was Milton trying to tell us that being bad was more fun than being good? Okay. Don't write this down, but I find Milton probably as boring as you find Milton. Mrs. Milton found him boring, too. He's a little bit long-winded. He doesn't translate very well into our generation, and his jokes are terrible. But that does not relieve you from your responsibility for this material. I'm waiting for reports from some of you.
I'm not joking. This is my job.
Come on, Amanda, honey. You know I tell you. Are you and Greg doing the dirty deed or not?
Greg doesn't believe in premarital intercourse.
So bad. I think he's just dreaming.
Mister. Press that line, soldier. Mister, hold my mount. Fat, disgusting slob.
You're a goddamn disgrace!
A vicious mother, isn't he?
Yeah.
He can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges.
Redo those buttons. Press that belt buckle. Straighten that cap. And goddamn it, tuck up those pajamas. Attention! Ice front!
What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin on your uniform!
Fuck this. Shit.
Just tell me, mister, what fraternity would pledge a man like you?
It's a Delta pin, sir.
Slice.
You will report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that pledge pin! Do you understand?
Your left arm is straight. But you're not keeping your head down.
You're all worthless and weak. Drop and give me 20!
Always try to hit through the ball.
I gotta work on my game.
No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
Nah,
I want you to fix Pinto up, but it's got to be a very special girl.
Listen,
now,
you don't...
she should be decent looking, but we're willing to trade looks for a certain kind of morally casual attitude.
Oh, you mean you want somebody he can screw on the first date?
Well put. You see, Pinto's never been laid.
Hey!
What'd I say?
Look, you guys, don't embarrass me in front of Dave, okay? He's the only professor I like.
I know. Mr. Jennings is a wonderful teacher.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, teaching's a way of paying the rent until I finish my novel.
How long you been working on it?
4.5 years.
Must be very good.
Piece of shit. Anybody like to smoke some pot?
Yeah.
Never smoked before?
Sure.
When did you ever smoke pot?
I've done a lot of things you don't know about.
Yeah?
Schizo, will I?
It's a distinct possibility.
Is this right?
Just try not to drool quite so much on the end of it.
System could be like one tiny atom in the fingernail of some other giant being. That's too much. That means that one tiny atom in my fingernail could be
one little tiny universe.
Could I buy some pot from you?
Good mind to smash your fat face. Listen up, you nauseating pile of blubber. Your days are numbered here at Vegas. You and all your sick Delta buddies. Meantime, your ass belongs to me. Now drop and give me 20.
Yes, but...
Hit it!
Aw, trooper, baby, baby trooper. Come here, baby. Come here, yeah.
Baby, yeah, come on. Yeah, cutie pie, come on.
Ivy wants these quarters standing tall by 0900 tomorrow. You got that?
Yes, sir!
Brother Didi, Brother Bluto!
You hate that yin yang?
Who?
Niedermeyer. You hate his guts, right?
I guess so.
You guess so?
Yes, I hate him. I hate his guts.
Look, now we have an old saying in Delta. Don't get mad. Get even.
Before my life.
I thought you hated Niedermeyer's guts.
I do.
And what about that horse? Is there anything in the world you hate as much as that horse? Get it over with, Kent. Just blanks, right? In that gun.
I didn't even point the gun at him.
Holy shit. There were blanks in that gun.
Maybe he had a heart attack.
Holy shit. Whoa!
If you want the homecoming parade in my town, you have to pay.
Carmine, I don't think it's right that you should extort money from the college.
Look, as the mayor of Faber, I've got big responsibilities. These parades are very expensive. You're using my police, my sanitation people, my free Oldsmobiles. So, if you mention extortion again, I'll have your legs broken.
Well, I'm sure I can arrange a nice little honorarium from the student fund.
And another thing. You better sit on that zoo fraternity of yours. I don't want no Duncan riots in my town.
Don't worry, Carmine. I've got those boys just where I want them. We'll have the best homecoming parade Faber's ever had.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love
Andy,
me.
Sandy Pepperidge, well, I haven't seen you since we...
Go away.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can only stay a minute. Let me buy you some lunch. Oh, you've got your lunch. Well, how about some milk? You got your milk, too. Well, can I just massage your thighs while you eat?
Do I have to leave?
Is this any way to treat an intimate friend?
And if this was to be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
I asked you never to speak to me again. Now, will you go away? I do hope we're not interrupting anything, Mandy, honey.
Well, you must know.
Eric was just leaving.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Well, I could make you leave if you asked me.
Pluto! Hey, I think you know everybody here.
Greg, really, can't you...
Oh, no, don't worry. Just keep your hands and feet away from his mouth.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
See if you can guess what I am now. Ouch! I'm a zit. Get it?
All right, you bastard. Let's go right here.
Otto, don't flatter yourself. It wasn't that great. Oh, Greg. Look, it's a star. Look. Let's make a wish. Starlight, star bright.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not a star. Oh. It's moving too fast. Probably a 707. Those babies really can't move across the sky.
Greg, is anything happening yet? My arm's kind of tired.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mandy. Just that thing with the deltas has me a little distracted. God knows how they've molested women.
Anything?
Maybe a little faster. Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I bet that Eric Stratton's lucky he's not in jail.
I'll say.
What?
Hmm?
You'll say what?
I'll say what?
You said I'll say when I said that Eric Stratton should be put in jail. I'm trying to figure out what you...
Darn it, Greg. If you're not even going to try, I'm just going to stop.
Well, Mandy, I...
She broke her date.
Washing her hair.
Dead mother.
We're in trouble.
I just checked with the guys at the Jewish house, and they said that every one of our answers on the psych test were wrong.
Every one? Those assholes must have stolen the wrong fucking exam.
Oh, God, look what just creeped in.
Well, well, well. Somebody forgot there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Tool.
I didn't get that, son. What was that?
I said, what a shame that a few bad apples have to spoil a good time for everyone.
by breaking the rules.
Put a sock on it, boy, or else you'll be out of here like shit through a goose.
Yes, sir.
Now, have you boys seen your grade point average yet? Well, have you?
I have, sir. I know it's a little below par.
It's more than a little below par, Mr. Hoover. It stinks. It's the lowest on campus. It's the lowest in Faber history.
Well, sir, we're hoping that our midterm grades will really help our average.
Ha! Laugh now. Because you clowns have been on double secret probation since the beginning of this semester.
Double secret probation?
And that means one more slip-up, one more mistake, and this fraternity of yours has had it at Faber.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
We've got to do something. He's serious this time. I think he knows about the exams.
He's right.
You're right. We got to do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we got to do? Toga party.
We're on double secret probation, whatever that is. We can't afford to have a toga party.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
I think they like the idea, Hoove.
Oh, Otter, please don't do this.
I got news for you, pal. They're gonna nail us no matter what we do. So we might as well have a good time. Toga! 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 It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
Honestly, Boone, you're 21 years old. 6 months you're gonna graduate, and tomorrow night you're gonna wrap yourself up in a bedsheet and pour grain alcohol all over your head. It's cute, but I think I'll pass this time.
You want me to go alone?
Baby, I don't want you to go at all.
It's a fraternity party. I'm in the fraternity. How can I miss it?
I'll write you a note. I'll say you're too well to attend.
It's funny. Very funny.
Woo! Hoo-ha! Where'd he get the wheels?
From his brother.
Yeah?
He's letting him use it for a week or so.
Uh-huh.
Flounder's bringing his girlfriend up for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Flounder, I am appointing you pledge representative to the social committee.
Gee, Otter. Thanks. What do I have to do?
It means you have to drive us to the Food King.
Food King, Food King, Food King. Food King, Food King, Food King. Ah. Otter, please.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your sweater. There you go. Now look, sleep on me. Keep your sweater close.
Hey, I could get in trouble.
That's right. So, be cool.
Boom.
Mine's bigger than that.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, my cucumber. It's bigger. Vegetables can be really sensuous, don't you think?
No. Vegetables are sensual. People are sensuous.
Right. Sensual. That's what I meant. But by the way, my name is Eric Stratton. They call me Otter.
My name's Marion. They call me Mrs. Wormer.
Oh, we have a Dean Wormer at Faber.
What a coincidence. I have a husband named Dean Wormer at Faber. You still want to show me your cucumber?
Nothing for me today, thanks.
It looks like you gained some weight since you came in.
It's just a prank. I'm pledging a fraternity.
Don't sweat it, sweetie. I won't tell.
Well, we're having a little party at the Delta Tau Chi house tonight, and you are cordially invited.
I'm old enough to be your mother. Oh. Almost. Besides, I have to go to the goddamn senior honors dinner tonight.
Well, maybe some other time.
Doubtful.
Maybe. So if you're not busy, you want to go to a fraternity party?
Will I be home by 12?
Sure. Anytime you want. I'll pick you up at...
My dad would kill me if he knew I was going to a frat house. Is it okay if I meet you there?
Is it okay? Terrific.
Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you want to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slaps. She's moving up in
the Otter! Back. This is Sissy, my steady girl. Sissy? This is the guy I was telling you about.
Hi.
Wow, you're even prettier than Ken said you were. What a great dress.
Yeah.
Listen, you two talk while I get some punch for us, okay?
Good idea. All right.
Ken's really a lucky guy.
Why don't we go sit down somewhere?
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story that had no end. I gave...
Sorry.
I had to wait until my folks went out. Give me some more punch. Okay, I got a lot of catching up to do.
Say that you need me, say that you want me, say.
I think it's locked or something.
Just a minute.
Oh.
brains out. Suck her tit, squeeze her buns. You know she wants it.
For shame! Lauren, I'm surprised at you.
Ah, don't look at that jackal. Look at those gazongas. You'll never get a better chance.
If you lay one finger on that poor sweet helpless girl, you'll despise yourself forever. I'm proud of you, Lauren.
You homo.
Fault. One of those goddamn fraternities, I guess. I don't know, but I got a pretty good goddamn idea which one. I'm going to string them up by the balls, that's what I'm going to do.
Sure?
Well, no, but you'd be surprised at some of the girls he's had. Very surprised.
Must have been some party.
Unbelievable. A new low. I'm so ashamed.
Gee, I'm almost sorry I missed it. What'd you do? Human sacrifice?
No, just some harmless fun. Buy me a dinner tonight?
Can't tonight. Busy.
Busy tonight? Please
take your seats. This meeting of the Disciplinary Council will now come to order.
We'll waive minutes and proceed directly with charges against Delta Tau Chi. Sergeant-at-Arms.
The following charges are brought. First, that the Delta House did knowingly violate the rules governing pledge recruitment by serving alcohol to freshmen during pledge week and after established drinking hours.
I'd like to address these charges one at a time, if I may.
You'll get your chance, smart guy. Now get on with it.
Second, that for the fifth consecutive semester, Delta has achieved a deficient aggregate grade point average.
Well, half the houses on campus didn't make grades last year.
You will speak when you're told to speak and not before. Read.
Third, that the Delta fraternity routinely provided dangerous narcotic diet pills to its members during...
That's not true!
Not another word.
During midterm examination week. And, most recently, that a Roman toga party was held, from which we have received 24 reports of individual acts of perversion so profound and disgusting that decorum prohibits listing them here. These are the charges as recorded this day, 15 November 1962. Faithfully submitted, Douglas C. Niedermeyer, Sergeant at Arms.
Well done.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
Hey,
think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it. The Delta House has a long tradition of existence to its members and to the community at large.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could...
He said that, yes!
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
I don't think it's fair.
I'll tell you what's fair or what's not.
Leave me!
Tell those assholes to shut up.
Hey, shut up, you asshole!
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you're pre-med.
What's the difference? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief.
I think he's empty.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
Order!
You're not walking out on this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta! You bought it this time, Buster! I'm calling your national office! I'm going to revoke your charter! And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college! No more fun of any kind!
My father was in Korea, see. He wasn't a flyer. He was in the infantry, and he was an officer, of course. Born an officer.
How does it feel to be an independent, Schoenstein?
How does it feel to be an asshole, Niedermeyer?
What did he say?
Hoover says they won't even let us enter afloat in the homecoming parade.
Some stupid zombies get to ride a pile of Kleenex down the street? Rah-rah.
Hey, look!
Son of a bitch, I'll kill you, scumbag, jerk-off assholes!
Jesus.
What's going on?
They confiscated everything, even the stuff we didn't steal.
They took the bar! The whole fucking bar!
I needed that.
Christ. Otter. This is ridiculous.
What are we going to do?
Road trip.
But you can't take the car. Otter, Fred wrote the mileage down. He wants it back by Sunday. Please don't take the car. It's very important. He'll get very mad at me. No, you can't. No. No. Otter, don't you understand? He wants it back. Where'd you go? He wants it back by Sunday! Fred's gonna kill me! This car is expensive!
Hey,
we can have fun, but
drive.
Dickinson girls are fast. What should I say? I mean, how should I handle it?
Just mention modern art, civil rights, or folk music, and you're in like Flynn.
You sure we have dates?
Absolutely. Boom, what's this chick's name again? Fawn Leibowitz. Fawn Leibowitz, and she was from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I hope I score. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Turn the car around. I'll be right back. Well, I'm here to pick up my date. Did you ring Fawn Leibowitz for me?
Fawn Leibowitz? Just a minute. Hello, Shelley. This is Brunella at the desk. Could you come down here? Now. Because a boy just came in to pick up Fawn, that's why. Thank you.
Is she coming down?
Her roommate is. Fawn isn't here. She... Would you excuse me a minute?
Evening.
Hi, I'm Shelley Dubinsky, Fawn's roommate.
Hi, I'm Frank Lyman from Amherst, Fawn's fiancé.
Her.
Well, actually, we're engaged to be engaged. What's the matter with everyone around here?
Why don't we sit down, Frank?
Sure.
I don't know how to tell you, so I'm just going to tell you. Fawn's dead.
She's dead? Did she put you up to this? Oh, that minx. What a lively sense of humor. Sophomore dies in kiln explosion? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, Frank.
I just talked to her last week. She was going to make a pot for me.
Oh, if there's anything I can do...
You're so nice. I really should impose on you.
No, really. Anything.
Well, I just don't think I should be alone tonight. Would you go out with me?
I'll get my coat.
And could you get 3 dates for my friends?
This.
Feels so good to be back here at the Destillate Club. We like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
Oh. Wait till Otis sees us. He loves us.
We are gonna die.
Boone, we're the only white people here.
Love me the way that you do. Shamalama.
Don't worry about a thing, man.
Baby. Ding dong. share. Stronger than the others. No one else can compare.
You girls come here often?
Stronger than the highest mountains.
Are you all right?
Hey,
yeah.
Hip with the
this is really fun.
I'm really sorry, Frank. I know what you must be going through. Would you rather be alone?
She'd be at 6 in the morning.
What is with you two?
I don't know. Something's wrong.
Women. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Hey, you know where Mandy is? She was supposed to come over to help make tea.
Sure don't, Greg. Well, she said she was just going to wash her hair.
That's typical.
just when we're doing something important.
Greg, I hate to see him make such a chump out of you.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that Mandy and Eric Stratton are having an affair. But I love you, Greg. That's why I had to tell you.
Babs, I want you to do something for me.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Good.
I'm out of here. Baby?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Make the best of it. Maybe we can help you.
That's easy for you to say. What am I going to tell Fred?
I'll tell you what. I'll swear you were doing a great job taking care of his car. But you parked it out back last night. And this morning, it was gone. D-Day takes care of the wreck. We report it to the police. Your brother's insurance company buys him a new car.
Will that work?
Hey, it's got to work better than the truth.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
You better listen to him, Flounder. He's in pre-med.
There you go now. Just leave everything to me.
Hi, Katie. I missed you.
Boone, I was going to try and call you.
Hi
there, Katie. Boone, I don't know what to say. Boone, wait! Shit.
You must be in the kitchen. Yeah, there they are.
Are you sure, Babs? I mean, why would Mandy want to see me?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Otter. You just have to ask her. As soon as you can get there. Well, do you know the Rainbow Motel on Old Mill Road?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Did you get the Grigg reports in the Douglas yet?
Oh, yes. I have it right here.
Why didn't you tell me? Good. Good, good, good.
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, looks like we're going to be a couple of flowers short, so some of you boys are going to have to share.
Where are the other two? Stratton and Schoenstein?
We looked everywhere, sir, but...
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Have you gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet?
Well, they're not posted yet, sir.
I've seen them. Mr. Kroger. 2 C's, 2 D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Congratulations, Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class. Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Mr. Hoover, president of Delta House. 1.6. 4 C's and an F. A fine example you set. Daniel Simpson Day. Has no grade point average. All courses incomplete. Mr. Blutowski. 0.0. Now I want you to tell Mrs. Stratton and Mr. Schoenstein exactly what I'm about to tell you now.
What's that, sir?
You're out. Finished at Faber, expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning. And I'm sure you'll be happy to know that I have notified your local draft boards and told them that you are now all eligible for military service. Well? Well? Out with it!
Relax, Greg, honey. You know, I know. Everybody knows that Otis certainly had it coming.
I don't think the Deltas will be giving us any more trouble.
No. Greg, honey.
Hmm?
Is it supposed to be this soft?
Christ. 7 years of college down the drain. Might as well join a fucking Peace Corps.
My mother's gonna kill me.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Can't believe I threw up in front of Dean Wormer.
Face it, Kent. You threw up on Dean Wormer. Christ, what happened? You look grotesque.
Oh, some of the Omegas did a little dance on my face.
Who was it?
It was Greggy and Dougie and some of the other Hitler youth.
Why, what'd you do?
I don't know. They're just animals, I guess. Looks like I missed something.
Yeah, you did. We're all officially kicked out of school. Wormer just got our grades.
They kicked us out of school? Huh. That makes sense.
Hey! What's this lying around shit? Well, what the hell was supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now! Because when the going gets tough! The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on! Ah!
What the
fuck happened to the Delta I used to know. Where's the spirit? Where's the guts? Huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst. Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Pluto. We might get in trouble. Well, just kiss my ass from now on! Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Warmer, he's a dead man! Marmalade, dead! Niedermeyer!
Dead! Pluto's right. Psychotic, but absolutely right. We gotta take these bastards. Now, we could fight them with conventional weapons. That could take years and cost millions of lives. No, in this case, I think we have to go all out. I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part. We're just the guys to do it.
Let's do it.
Remember me? I took you to the party?
Wait a minute. So how come you show up now? I didn't expect to see you.
Well, I never got a chance to say goodnight to you after the party.
No kidding. You almost pumped my stomach.
Look, is it okay if we go for a walk or something?
What do you mean, or something?
Well, I could get some beer.
Besides, you might get lucky without it.
Before we go any further, there's something I have to tell you. I lied to you. I've never done this before.
You've never made out with a girl before?
No. I mean, I've never done what I think we're going to do in a minute. I sort of did once, but I was drunk.
Okay, Larry, neither have I. And besides, I lied to you, too.
Oh, yeah? What about?
I'm only 13.
Hey! Hi there. Yes. Marvelous, dude.
Excuse me, please. Okay, kid, off that mailbox. That's government property. Come on, let's go. Move it. Excuse me, please. Would you hold this? Thank you very much.
My kid can't see. Is it all right if he stands in front of you?
No.
Hoover!
Ow!
Hoover, where's Boone?
Katie, I don't think you should stay around here.
What are you talking about?
We all got expelled last night.
What? Why? Where's Boone?
Katie, listen to me. I think you'd be glad later if you weren't here now.
have 10,000 marbles, please?
It gives me great pleasure to present this ceremonial gold-plated whistle to this year Honorary Grand Marshal Dean Vernon Wermer. Mr. Marshal, the streets of Faber are yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Let's go.
Vegas! Vegas!
take the cheese.
I hate those guys.
Boy, is this great!
All is well!
You can take your thumb out of my ass any time now, Carmine.
Remain!
This may seem an inopportune moment to ask, Dean Wormer, but do you think you could see your way clear to giving us just one more chance?
Daddy! Mom! Dad! This is Larry Kroger, the boy who molested me last month. We have to get married.
We should discuss this some other time, sir. I know that you're very busy.
Thank you.
Animal House.